I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Tomorrow is Pentecost Sunday, and it's also a day set aside to join millions of other believers praying for 2.5 billion people who've never heard the gospel. It's the second annual International Day for the Unreached, sponsored by the Alliance for the Unreached. The group includes Bibles for the World, Missio Nexus, Operation Mobilization, World Mission, and others. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they're hoping believers will rise to the challenge.
Our focus and our prayer for the body of Christ is that every single follower of Jesus would have some kind of expression in their life of reaching and praying for those who have never heard the good news of Jesus Christ.
And there's still time to take action. Details are at missionnews.org. In India, clean water is an invaluable commodity in many communities. J.P. Sundara Rajan with Audio Scripture Ministries recently led a mission trip to India with Hope College students. The team distributed water filtration systems and taught families how to maintain them. On the last night, the team invited village members who fed and transported them to join them after worship.
Our team washed their feet in front of the entire community. And it was an act which was not meant to draw any attention except to demonstrate that this is what Jesus calls us to do. Not so much be cared for, but to serve others. Everybody was weeping because it was just a powerful demonstration of what we're called to do as Christians.
To find out how you or a group could go on a mission trip with ASM, we'll connect you in the full story at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for them as their ministry translates God's Word into sign language. Get yours again for free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.